Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Let's go! 1-on-3! 1-2-3!
You're listening to the best of the Dolphins.
Well, y'all boys, man. Keep fans on 2-1-2.
A weekly mix of AM 560 Sports, WQAM's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Let's get to 15 minutes of game day uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. I have for you here a list from CBSSports.com ranking the AFC wildcard contenders. NFL playoff picture from CBSSports.com ranking top six AFC wildcard contenders. And I will read them to you right now. Your division leaders, the Denver Broncos at 9-2, leading the AFC West. They have a sizable lead on Kansas City. Phenomenal.
Are we doing contender pretender again?
We are not. I learned my lesson. The New England Patriots lead the AFC East, the Indianapolis Colts, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay. So, unofficially out of it, but essentially they're calling these teams out of it, the Tennessee Titans, the Cleveland Browns, the Las Vegas Raiders, the New York Jets, the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Miami Dolphins.
Wrong. Erroneous.
At 3-7, they are saying the Miami Dolphins are out of it. Unofficially, mathematically, not out of it, but they're out of it. 4-7, correct. And your wild card contenders, the Jaguars, the Texans, the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Chargers, and the Bills in that order. Kansas City is third in this ranking, and Baltimore is right behind them, fourth. But your top two wild card contenders, the Chargers and the Buffalo Bills.
Baltimore's winning the AFC North. I don't think Pittsburgh's hanging on to the top spot in that division, especially now that Aaron Rodgers is hurt. I know they're talking about him potentially playing this weekend, but he's got a fracture in his left wrist. It doesn't require surgery, but that's still not the best injury to have to deal with as a quarterback. You're going to try and play through that. It's going to be difficult. And now you've got Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. They're getting healthier. They're getting better. The Ravens are going to win the North. I just had the Chargers and Jaguars on Sunday. And let me tell you, if the Chargers cannot get their tackle situation at left and right tackle on the offensive line figured out, that team is doomed because they couldn't do a damn thing against a very mediocre Jaguar defense on Sunday. And when they go up against teams that like to run the ball a lot, they really struggle. And we know when it comes to the playoffs, teams have to run the ball. They got to play good defense. And I'm not sure the Chargers, in their current state, I would put in that conversation. I think they're a playoff team. Chiefs got to be careful too, Crowder. They lose this weekend to the Colts, drop to 5-6. They are on the outside looking in because they have none of the tiebreakers.
Correct. And Crowder had brought that to your attention the other day, which was it's not that we actually believe that Kansas City can't pull it together, because I still think if they're in the playoffs, I'm still picking them to win the AFC. I just am. Until they're knocked off, I'm picking them. But they literally might not make it because every team ahead of them, Jaguars, Buffalo, the Chargers,
they've
every single team, they've lost all the head-to-head battles against them.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the Ravens have picked it up, so I'm going to plug one of the Ravens in, either winning the North or just wild card, but the Ravens are going to the playoffs. And what does that give, one more spot?
Yeah.
Dolphins.
I would guess it would be the Bills, because the Bills beat the Chiefs, but it's crazy that the Chiefs aren't even going to make the playoffs after the run they've had. But it's something you brought it up too. I heard that foolishness, Solana, the aura. They've lost their aura.
I think it was Damian Woody. Who said that. I could be wrong, but it was somebody after a game, or they've lost their aura.
It's nothing aura. They're getting scored on, and they're not scoring as much as they usually are with all their weapons. Like, I don't know what they're talking about. Aura, people weren't scared of them. They were just better than other teams.
We talk all the time about how one-score games are random. This is the difference. Last year, they were on the right side of literally every single one-score game. They went undefeated in one-score games a season ago. This year, they're winless in those one-score games. The great example is this weekend against Denver. I did the game last year in Kansas City, where Denver was lining up for a game-winning field goal to go to 9-0, and the Chiefs blocked the kick. This year, Denver lining up for the field goal, no block kick this time.
And they won.
These things just happen to even out, and the Chiefs are on the wrong side of the one-score games this year. It's crazy because on paper, they are a better team this year than they were last year, and obviously the record doesn't show that.
Yeah. And we talk about it all the time with the one-score games. It's funny you bring it up. We come back home. Carolina was a one-score game. Like, you look at the games the Dolphins have lost. Like, that's what the NFL is winning close games in the fourth quarter. You get the hell beat out of you by good teams, and you're for good team, you're going to beat mediocre and bad teams, and it's usually going to be in the fourth quarter. Getting blown out or blowing a team out by 20 isn't what the NFL is about. That's college football.
I do like to do that sometimes, go back and just look at some of the Dolphins' losses and say,
they're a foot out of bounds away from.
Foot out of bounds away. And, yep. But also, they're a Marcus Mariota away from being 3-8. I'm just saying, like, it has to work.
It only works in our favor.
It has to work both ways.
There's Jalen Phillips' wrist being stronger. That might be two wins if he gets Herbert down to the ground in San Diego.
Or if our DBs just knew how to tackle earlier in the season.
Hey,
I mean,
by the way, I said this yesterday. I think we could have the Tua Herbert conversation again. Herbert opened up the door after Sunday. Whoa. He was bad.
Still take him.
Oh, of
still
course. Take him. Yeah, over two. I'm not being fully serious, but like.
The conversation's going to happen forever, but yeah, man, I think we're done with that one.
Yeah.
I'm done with that one. I won't say
until Tua leads the Dolphins in the playoffs this year.
Right. Well, I was just going to kind of circle back here to end 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. Dolphins, according to this list, unofficially out of it. Again, mathematically not eliminated, but they're not giving them a chance in hell to actually take one of those final wild card spots. Do either of you genuinely believe this can happen? We don't have to go into a long thing about it, but with the record after the bye week and with the way they've been playing, I just want to gauge everybody's guts here. Like, do you actually think this team is capable of battling for a legitimately battling, not just being in the hunt graphic? I'm talking about ending the season. What would it have to be?
Probably have to go at least
8-9.
Probably have to get to at least 9 wins.
9 wins?
Yeah.
So 9-8.
Yeah.
They have to win out?
Well, no, they have to. They would afford one loss in this scenario. Let them get to 7-7 after that Monday night game against Pittsburgh, and then we're really cooking. 7-7, we can have a conversation.
Then you play the Bucks and the Pats. You're gonna have to split those last two teams, Bucks and Pats.
Well, that's my question, because on Monday, Crowder, we're talking about, hey, let's enjoy the wins. And I'm firmly in that position. Let's enjoy the wins. But somebody writes, it would be the most tragically funny thing if the Dolphins made the playoffs just to get blown out round one and keep the status quo. And it's so true.
Yeah.
Where I'm enjoying the wins, but they're going to get into a position where they're either battling for a playoff spot and they're going to get blown out by the Buccaneers. It's going to end their playoff chances, which is how this ends. Like, we know how this ends.
Yeah.
Or they just get rocked by the Jets, and all they had to do was win against the Jets, and they can't do it. or they miraculously get into the playoffs in that first round, and I kind of botched that, and they get just rocked by New England in the first round.
They're going to lose one of these two against the Saints or the Jets. They're going to have a dumb one here. And then and what they're going to do is they're going to lose one of these two games, and then they'll beat Tampa Bay at the end of the season, and they'll have another meaningless win against New England after they blew their chance against the two bad teams coming up on the schedule.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. And Kim Bocamper is with us this morning, as we've been talking about just about everything possible. I do want to ask you, I was going to get to this before, speaking of the Miami Dolphins, 4-7, two straight wins, 30-13 and 16-13. You look at the schedule.
Yeah.
What do you see in the last six? First of all, we got to start with the first two. It's the Saints and the Jets.
Yeah,
who are struggling.
And look, I think I think you obviously have to win those games, but you know I keep kind of going back to this. Oh, we should beat those guys, but I go back to where a few months
we've lost a couple. Of
I
those.
Go back to when early in the season we're going, well, what makes you think that they're not saying we should beat those guys? Yeah. You know,
well, the Cleveland game was a wake up call because they kicked our ass,
right?
And
right.
They are struggling,
right? And so we're struggling, they're struggling. It's a matter of who's struggling the most, right, at this point.
Right.
Right. Although I do believe incrementally we've been getting better and better every week on both sides of the football.
We've had a lot of people come on. Brian Baldinger said, hey, man, a lot in some of our fan base goes, I don't see it. And he does come up with some creative stuff.
No, he does. I'll give him that.
He's done some things recently that get the most running game all of a sudden is just taking off.
And you know, so you know, everyone thinks about Mike as a throw it down the field guy. He came in as a running, you know, his strength is
what he's doing right now.
Where you got traps in there. You know, you got guys vacating a spot, guy comes across, and all of a sudden he gets trapped from the other side. And you're seeing some of that and some of those lanes that are opening up with the fullback and, you know, fullback kind of going one direction then coming back and kicking somebody out. I can see that in the running game. And it's different than what we had because it was basic. It's a little bit more of a little bit of a maybe, you know, fake this way, but then come back the other way.
A lot of counters.
A lot of counters, which we haven't seen. And so I think he's doing a good job with the play call.
I love the pitches with pulling guys out, pulling
alignment. Sometimes I think he tries to outsmart everybody, and it doesn't. So you go to that play. I'll go to the play back in Madrid when he gets the ball to Achan deep, and he gets pinned on the sideline. And it looks like it's going to be an 8-yard loss, right? All of a sudden, Achan by himself
stays inbounds,
gets out of the jam, and runs for about 20-something yards or whatever it was.
Right.
Now, was that a good play call, or was that a good play by a player?
Well, he's smart enough, and so is Tua right now. When in doubt, he looks. I swear, he's looking down the field, and I go, I ain't buying those eyes are lying to us. And he goes back out wide
to me. From day one, from game one this year to now, ups and downs, good and bad, horrible sometimes, you know, really good sometimes. The consistent guy, there's two consistent guys on this team, Joe. Jordan Brooks on defense, Achan on offense.
Right.
Achan he has never disappointed you in any of these games this year, right, where he hasn't put numbers up.
Well, he's gotten the most out of whatever chances.
Exactly.
He's had some really good games as yards per carry, hasn't had enough carries.
Right, exactly.
Got away from the game. But I think this, I don't know if you agree with this. I was going to run this by you. So my take on Mike, because I get asked about Mike every day. I'm sure you do too, and Mike's different dude anyway. Yeah. But so it goes, and I said, listen, I think Mike – has got this game plan that he wants Tua to run right now because, number one, he don't want him to turn the ball over.
Right.
It drives him nuts, the turnovers. He's made that very clear.
Yep.
And second of all, keeps him healthy with the way they're doing it. And I just think he says, hey, man, Achan's our best shot. We're going to get Waddle the ball in different ways, set some people up. But we're going to stay away from some of those areas where Tua kills us with some of these – interceptions early on.
Well, let's, okay. Interceptions. Let's talk about his escapability. Escapability has gone down to almost those two sacks, those first two sacks, where any other, and where you're watching Marcus Mariota out there dancing around in the pocket and either getting out to be able to throw the ball down the field or pick up yards himself. That 44 yard run that he had in the middle of the game.
He can't do that. That's not going to happen.
And so once he goes off schedule, it's up for grabs with Tua.
I think everybody in the league knows that.
Everybody does.
As soon as the first read is gone, and it's like, okay, where he wanted to go with the ball.
Once you get him to pull that ball down and kind of start looking around, that's trouble. So I think
Mike working around all that stuff we're talking about and going, we got to get him on rhythm on where he wants to go. Hey, look down, outlet head.
Yep.
Devon Achan is out there and I can get him the ball. Yep. Sometimes they're up there in his face or he'll break it and do something crazy.
So the thing that concerns me, and I saw it last week, and thank goodness it didn't. It was a play with Achan. I don't figure if he got thrown a pass or was a run, but he got hit pretty good. And he kind of got up a little gingerly. I'm going, uh-oh.
He did.
Uh-oh. And this guy, you've been with him. He's not a big guy.
No.
The toughness that this guy – and you know what the other thing I see about Achan? He wants to play. So we got a lot of guys in this football team are football players, and they love to play football. I believe Achan's one of those guys. Certainly Jordan Brooks is one of those guys.
Yeah.
Ollie Gordon's one of – you know, we've got I could go on and on and on. There's a number of these guys on this team that just really, really love to play football.
I agree with
that. And I put Achan right up in the top two or three of those.
Well, we're finding out because now he's got all this confidence. I mean, he plays with he's got something special, and he makes a lot of guys miss. I don't know how many tackles in the last couple of games. He's made a lot of guys miss tackles.
And look, he could walk around and be like a star. But he does the dirty work too. He'll block for you. He'll stick his head in there. He'll do all that stuff.
They ask him to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
He's third in the league in rushing.
Yeah.
And he also leads his team in receptions.
Yeah.
So he.
Yeah, you always look at him. I look at his rushing first, like most people. And then you go, okay, you know, like, and then you look down, oh, he got 40 yards catching. I got 38 yards.
He always seems like I got 40 or 50 yards.
Yeah, right around between 35 and 50 yards, always in the air. Yeah.
So I, you know, going forward, don't turn the ball over. I think Mike's got this thing pretty zoned in.
Yeah.
I would love to see our right guard and right tackle, and I know, you know.
Well, I think we're going to get the right tackle.
But what do you do with Larry Borm's an interesting one. Larry's ended up being a lot better than I was told from Chicago that he was going to be.
Yeah. Well, I think that Butch Berry's, you know, Butch has got a lot to do with that.
Okay.
I think he figures out what these guys' strengths are, tries to play to their strengths and tries to get away from their weaknesses.
So are we better off maybe Larry Borm moving inside to right guard with Austin?
Because I think Cole Strange is done adequately, but I think Borm would be a little bit more stable.
That big play Cole Strange got blown up on the goal line. Yeah.
And let me tell you, if you know, I've been trying to figure this thing out. Kendall Lamb, right? Kendall Lamb's been here for he left, and then we brought him back.
Yes,
and I'm thinking, well, okay, well, you bring him back. We brought him back.
Played all last year.
And what does he do?
Well, so he played
so,
all.
No, no. So you know what? To me, I'm watching him, and he's like a coach on the sideline. He goes to all those guys, and I'll watch him. He'll get these guys. Hey, you know, you got to do this. You got to get your, you know, I think over the last couple of years watching him. I believe that Butch really, and I've seen Butch go and talk to him about, and then they'll come back and
talk to somebody. Yeah.
So to me, I think he's an asset for that offensive line, and has helped some of these guys that are playing that have to play because of injuries, you know, become better players along the line too.
Kendall Lamb much better pass protection than run blocking.
But I think his asset right now is being an extra eyes for Butch, and being a guy that can talk to the player, and they listen to they when he's talking to him, they listen to him.
So I tell you one good thing, whether we like this offensive line or still think it needs to be upgraded somewhat, I give these five guys credit. It's been a pretty durable group after your right guard and right tackle go down.
Yeah,
it's been Savainaya, Paul. Yeah. Brewer, Strange, and Borum.
And I tell you,
at least you're playing together, man. You got a chance.
And I'll tell you what, Brewer's been playing with some injuries. Brewer's one of those guys. It's like a big molar in your that hurts in your jaw. It ain't gonna come out easy.
Well,
you know, he doesn't.
He keeps going, and he's played well. He's got a lot of big played blocks. Well,
my gosh, he gets out in front. He gets out in front of plays.
Yeah.
Better than anybody almost I've seen
for a center. I agree.
Very agile, he's fast once
he gets
out.
They make sure he gets out in the middle of a lot of these screens and things that you're doing out there. I agree. A lot of good stuff. I think coaching has been we got some really good assistant coaches.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about the line play. I think those two guys on the D-line and O-line.
Yeah.
I think Austin and
Butch have done a great job and look for what you know, playing young players, you know, they're going to make a lot of mistakes, but you're seeing those mistakes being lesser and lesser and lesser. Now you're seeing guys that were making mistakes early are making plays now.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, I was thinking about you with a guy being late. You see that? The Buffalo Bills wide receiver, Keon Coleman.
Yeah.
Not playing. So what happened, coach? He said, late. That guy didn't mess around. He goes, he sit. He goes, it's not the first time he's been late.
Yeah.
So and they got problems with wide receiver. I mean, they brought. Yeah. I was wondering why they brought guys up, guys that used to be on the team. They signed guys off the street.
So
they just said they're not putting up with it.
Keon Coleman, I loved him coming out of the draft out of Florida State.
Yeah,
I was asking. I wanted us to pick because, to me, you know, we have all those 5'10" receivers at you know opening day, and I go, man, wouldn't it be nice to have a guy that's 6'4", can jump like a deer. Catches the ball and a guy
makes
like
a lot
that.
Of contested catches,
and that's
yes.
Keon Coleman. then I talked to somebody from Florida State. They go, He's not a bad guy. He's not going out and doing any. But he's one of those guys. Doesn't show up. I'll be late. This and that. And
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
I know it's your biggest pet peeve.
You play from the time you're 9 years old, all the way, and if you're lucky to get in the NFL, don't you think you would be, you know, well, I know, believe me.
Can I tell you something?
I was never late for anything.
I think it's an old school thing more than today.
It is. Yeah.
Sometimes guys are late here and they go, huh, it happens. Yeah. So what? Hey, I got caught in traffic. Because if you got caught in traffic, we used to hear, well, maybe your ass needs to leave earlier so you don't have to worry about that.
Exactly.
20-minute traffic jam.
Yeah, there's no excuses. We come from a no excuse. When I was playing San Jose State my junior year, our best defensive player, maybe the best player on our team, and we had Louis Wright on that team, was the defensive lineman. He missed the airplane by 10 minutes to go to Utah. And so I took his place in that game. And Bobby Bethard was there to see that, to scout the guy. And Bobby comes to me after practice, I like you better than him. I wouldn't be sitting here with you right now if that guy didn't miss the plane.
Wow.
I literally.
So that guy missed the plane.
Right.
And they didn't wait for him.
And they wouldn't let him play. No. But he had to find his way to the game. He had to find his way to the game. Right.
Call mom and dad for some money.
However you're going to do it. But thank God. I'd be sitting in Hollywood seat right now, making $2 an hour.
You know what?
You suck, Paul.
We're taking better care of him than that. That's just not right, right there. That's just not right.
We're gonna run up a tab at that restaurant.
Hey, we got to check in though. When we come back, we're gonna check in on one of the most famous chefs here in South Florida.
I'm gonna tell him I'm coming.
Can we pump him up a little bit? One of the best chefs. That's not too far.
Well, yeah, he is. Chef Andre. But he'll puff up his chest, but he ain't gonna puff up his chest about being a chef. You know what he's going to be puff his chest up.
Yeah, the team's right got now. The best record in the National Football League. Yeah.
He's salivating right now.
You got to admit.
I can see the drool coming down his cheek. Right?
Nobody's ever going to admit it. I didn't see that coming. The Patriots sitting here about ready to get 10
wins. I knew
wins.
They were going to be better because I thought they had a good draft and I thought they had a good free agency offseason.
You didn't know they were going to come together like this.
No.
All of a sudden they're going Drake May.
Yeah.
Best young quarterback in football, all that crazy stuff.
That are important to the president, Tom Garfinkel, and then Brandon Shore, who's their cap chief. I think he's going to have like a role in all of this too. And I know people haven't heard that name, but I think it's an important name. I think he could wind up being like what Kevin Demoff was in LA, and now Tony Pastores is there. What Mike Disner has been in Detroit. These names may not mean anything to people, but they're guys who kind of were stabilizing forces in their organizations. Brandon Shore is just a name to watch as somebody who, like, when they reimagine the whole structure of things, maybe it's a three-headed thing, you know, where you've got a general manager who's sort of focused on scouting the way Les Snead is in LA, or John Lynch is in San Francisco with Parag Marathe there, or Brad Holmes is in Detroit. You have that guy focusing on scouting, and then you have, you know, almost like the second arm of the GM, you know, with the cap chief. Like, I think there's going to be a reimagination of things that way too.
So made sense. I've known Brandon Shore for a while. Actually, I've seen more of him since he's been with Mike and he's around a little bit more. I have told people that, and I've said on this show that Brandon Shore's had more power. I felt my opinion from watching, in recent times has had more pull, not the GM, but especially with finances, because sometimes a lot of general managers don't know that much about the cap. They understand some of it, but they have to go back to Brandon Shore and his staff to understand, like, what the ramifications are down the road, which we are in real crap spot. You can call it the cap. I call it crap of what we've done for next year. Now, I know we went all in, So I don't need anybody from the organization telling me we went all in, and that's why we're in this situation. We were going for it. It didn't work, but we tried. We gave it the old All-American try. I get it. So now we're looking to how to build this thing going forward. And so Albert Breer doesn't just throw Brandon's name out there randomly and people going, wow, what is this? Brandon Shore's got a lot of power in the organization and with the Miami Dolphins. He's got a lot of titles. He's up there. And he's now been around this for a while. So I expect that to be the case. So, and the first thing I thought, and again, I don't know what happened on all those extensions, but at the end of the day, they sold the owner that they needed to be done, and it was a mistake. It was just a flat mistake. But we did it. And so going forward, and by the way, we knew down the road what it was going to look like. We were aware of, you know, win now, hopefully, and then the sting won't be as bad down the road. But, you know, again, if you don't win a playoff game, it just officially doesn't work. You can't tell me it works just because I went to playoffs. And Albert Breer did throw out that, well, you know, Mike McDaniel's been to playoffs. He has. He's been to playoffs a couple times, but that's not the ultimate goal. I mean, the last 25 years, we had a couple other guys go to the playoffs, and they had the same results. That's not the goal, to lose your first game in the playoffs as a wild card team. First of all, that wild card show is it happens sometimes, but it's a tough one, especially when you're in that last wild card position playing the highest seed, the number two seed now in today's game, because the number one seed gets the bye week the first week. So I get it that position becomes more important, and one guy focuses, whether it's Champ Kelly or somebody else, and giving Brandon Shore more responsibility. It always sounds good. I just wonder, when you have three-headed with Mike McDaniel also having say-so and Champ Kelly having say-so and Brandon Shore, all with different backgrounds, I'm just not sure how it works. That's all. I get it. I do. Where the GM, hey, don't worry about the money, okay? Don't worry. Or, hey, we can't do that. Brandon Shore and the staff going, we just can't do that. I mean, we can't do that right now. We can't do that. Because they do have one guy that needs to be taken care of. And he's seen what's happened here in the last few years, and he's not going to play next year without a new contract. That's Devon Achane, who is the MVP, right? Could argue he was the MVP last year. Putting together third in running in the NFL. Been a while since we've had a running back up there like that. Also leads the team in receptions and has a shot at 2,000 total yards with six games left. He's been on fire, 225 and 165 the last 2 weeks. And it's obvious to me that Mike has figured out the number one thing for the formula for this offense is it starts with Devon Achane. It started the game with Devon Achane and with a lot of Devon Achane at the end of the game, running to get you in field position to get closer on the last couple of drives. So that part is going to have to be dealt with, because he's still a young, talented guy, and you just can't give that guy away. And I don't, you know, again, he's been really durable so far this year, but is when the season's over, that one's going to have to be taken care of by Brandon Shore and his staff, along with Champ Kelly and the whole group that works with him. But it could be a three-headed model, was the point from Albert Breer. This could be a three-headed model. Other people do it. By the way, a lot of guys just want to focus on talent and putting a team together and don't want to deal with money. Like, hey, Brandon, take it. You're the pit bull. You take it. I don't know enough about Brandon Shore and his staff. I know them. I know who they are. But I don't know, you know, when dealing with agents and stuff, I just don't, you know, I don't know that much. But this could happen. I just don't believe Albert Breer was just giving everybody. I have told people, I've told our writers, when they have mentioned Chris Greer before, that Brandon Shore has a lot of power over there. I did know that. And nobody can debate that. He's behind the scenes, but he's got a lot of power. He's got a lot of power. And he's got, like a lot of people now in the organization, they have more than one title and things. And but I've watched this guy behind the scenes, you know, get more and more power in the organization. So he's becoming a bigger part of this thing as we try to figure it out. First, finish this season, get as many wins as you can, and then we gotta make some decisions. Are we keeping who we have? Are we gonna make some changes? And then we got to figure out that structure. I'd say that structure is the most important thing. Now, I'm going to tell you one other thing. If Brandon Shore is a three-headed monster, then Brandon Shore gets the praise and the criticism just like the GM and the coach who have been getting it all. It just changes things. We are hungry to get this thing turned around, and I know they are too. Had a great talk with Champ Kelly. Had a great talk with him over in Madrid. I don't mind sharing, but it was great. I'm a fan. I want this thing to work out. I do. But I'm like all of you, man. I don't know who, you know. I know all our fan base send me stuff of different names of who you like and who should get it. And again, I don't fall in love with. Matter of fact, I usually go against somebody that's telling you all these great things on ESPN. You want to hire him because some of you do that. Or a guy that's fired out there is trying to get a job. You want him because he did something 20 years ago and he won a championship and you think he's the answer. And I know we do that. I know that happens, and that's part of being a fan and caring about your team. But we got to get that right, however it's structured. And I think Albert Breer kind of opened our eyes a little bit on information that I believe he was given. So anyway, we've got a lot more stuff to get to. 7 o'clock hours coming up. Mr. Bo Camper is going to be joining us here very, very soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, what's going on, brothers? How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. What's
good,
going on?
Good, good.
All right. You guys are the coolest people. I've been following you my whole life, and, you know, always have a great smile, good sense of humor. You know, the Miami, Florida community is very lucky to have you guys to soothe our suffering together as Dolphins fans.
You're too kind, Shlomo.
Too kind.
Yeah, so I'm 25. I've been hearing you guys since I've been 8 and 10 years old, you know, different places in the car. Put a smile on my face. So I love the Dolphins to pieces. We had season tickets for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I truly believe very strong that we're so close to being very good. We can be very good. We need some major / minor tweaks. In my opinion, I think Mike McDaniel is a brilliant play caller. However, he cannot be the head coach. He makes bad decisions. In my opinion, he's delusional when it comes to play calling. And he's signing Tua to a massive contract when he could have just waited and signed us, and now we're in debt and Tua's injury prone. So he would be a great play caller, but not a good coach. And what we would need to do, you know, Colin Coward said that we can potentially get this good coach from college. What's his name again?
I don't know, dude.
Mendoza.
You talk about the Indiana coach?
He's in college. College coach. Colin said that.
Oh, he's talking about Ole Miss coach.
Oh, Kiffin?
Lane Kiffin.
Exactly, right. So if he's somehow a way to do it, he'll come in and make solid decisions. That's just an example. So that's one idea when it comes to a coach. Next is that I really believe it was the biggest and best thing. I couldn't believe that Ross got rid of Greer. I thought that was a miracle because Greer was anytime we have a good player, you have to get rid of him, you know, destroy the team. You know, Greer was the worst thing ever. But now that we got rid of Greer, we can really be good. There's a bunch of quarterbacks that we place into our system, I think can take us because we're so good. Tyreek Hill, for an example. Right now, there's two quarterbacks. There's Purdy and who's the other guy? Who's the quarterback? Who's the other guy? And Mac Jones, right?
Yes.
So they can't have both of them. I mean, maybe they want to keep both of them, but if we make them a solid trade offer, you know, we'll give you two and we'll give you something great.
Hold on. First of all, let me just say this.
All right, Shlomo. Thanks for the call, Shlomo.
Pump your brakes on Mac Jones.
Mac Jones has been good this year.
Why did you put him on?
I'm not. But
he's very nice to me off the air. He's like, I just had a Dolphins take. I didn't think it was going to be a whole segment.
Understand.
I thought it was going to be in and out, Vlad.
Okay. If you see a guy have a good stretch.
Very nice man, though.
And then you go out and give him money and trade for him just based on that stretch. Is your organization any better? Because you're still making bad decisions.
So you're saying if you give a lot of money to Mac, I mean they're not going to give a lot of money to anybody next year.
They're not. Here's the problem. I would venture on to say this: that Mike McDaniel is great at creating plays, and his, you know, ingenuity on how he creates mismatches and moves guys around.
Mm-hmm.
However, his play calling and when he calls those, I've had a big question with that.
Yeah, he lives in Tucuteville.
Right. So from that standpoint, I would say my man is
he's the mayor of Tucuteville.
I like that. I like Tucuteville.
That's where he lives, dude. He's like, should I run the football, man, or should I do some more bubbles?
Oh, yeah.
Took you feels
so
funny.
The other thing is that you have to be careful with everybody just names a coach without understanding the circumstances or the things that you're going to have around that coach. So if you hire a veteran coach, he's going to want all the power.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to want to and the first thing he's going to do is clean house to all the knuckleheads or whatever. So you going to go way back. Now, I say this, and I believe this is going to happen. Mike McDaniel is the best thing that Tua has and Tua is the best thing Mike has at this moment. You know Tua's going to be here another year. Don't get rid of the guy that has helped him have this most success.
You would agree, though. Like, the thing that I will say, the one thing that has changed about Mike over the last, you know, couple of games that have gone better, it feels like he's given the team to Achane. It doesn't feel like Tua's team. Like, that's the thing, right? They're not trying to ask Tua to go out there and win them games. They're asking, they finally stumbled upon the realization after halfway through the season, he's not having a very good year. The guy we got to rely on is the best player on the team, but it's Achane.
Here's the deal with that, and people need it. That changes from week to week. How you have to win games changes from week to week.
Well,
so if you go into next week, you best believe that you might have to use somebody else or devise some different plays, because they're going to go into a game saying, stop Waddle, stop Achane.
No, that's exactly how you become mayor of Tucuteville. When you change from week to week, when you say, you know what we should try and win a game with this week? Taj Washington. And then he yaks up the football.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that going into every week to say, this is what we're going to do, you're still going to have situations where Tua's going to have to be the guy, because they might devise a plan to slow Achane down. All I'm saying. I'm not saying you get too cute because you figure they're going to find something to stop. Until they stop it, you keep doing it. That's good football right there.
Al Mack says,
maybe you're doing something that is so good that nobody has found a way to stop it. But don't, like, change it before you find that out.
Yeah,
that's what I get on Mike about.
But you also, I'm sure there has to be a realization. Look, it smacked him right in the face. This isn't like something that it could be ignored. You know, Tua, for years, his thing was, you know, accuracy, taking care of the football. Yeah, he didn't throw a stinker interception every now and then. But, now he's among the league leaders. And I'm not buying that arm punt thing. That came around like the one game. Like he's throwing disaster balls all season. Right. And I do think that Mike McDaniel got to a point, and you could even hear it between them, like the snippiness, like he's like, nah, he's finally maybe going back to what, you know, he was originally, which was a run game coordinator. And he's like, I'm just going to go with Devon Achane. Ollie Gordon looks like he's stepping up. The offensive line has been cohesive. Like, they finally gotten a lot of games together. So I don't look at this as Tua's team right now. Like, I think it's had less of his identity on it over the last month than it probably has in a while.
I'm not saying that it's not Tua's team or it is Tua's team. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that you have a recipe for success right now, but at some point that could change and more success is going to have to be had out of Tua. That's just the ebbs and flow of a season.
Right, but the thing,
right, you're not going to be able to do the same things every week all the time.
Yes,
you're just not.
But the thing that makes you mayor of Tucuteville is you try and change it before people figure it out.
I told you, that's my biggest problem with it.
Are they drinking Dr. Pepper's at Tucuteville?
I don't know what he drinks in Tucuteville.
Is it next to Brian Bosworth?
I feel like Tucuteville, you're drinking Shirley Temples with umbrellas in them. You know, that's what they drink in Tucuteville.
Yeah.
That's what he's drinking, dude. You know, that's it. He's just trying to get too cute with it. Like, that's it.
Right. So that's like, the name of this segment. I get it. I get what everybody's saying. And to say this kind of happened in Philly, because remember earlier in the year, they were doing everything they could to stop Saquon and say, you know what? We want your quarterback to beat us.
Right.
And they struggled a little bit because it almost seemed like they weren't prepared for that. You know what I mean? Or Jalen Hurts only works well when the run game's good and that play action is working.
Yeah.
So, like, they're having the same problem there.
which is making their star receiver furious.
Correct.
He's
correct.
Like,
but it just, you just have to, these are the ebbs and flows of the season, that every game you're not going to be able to run it like that, or you're not going to be able to get your star player open, right? That's just the way it is. And so that means that more emphasis is going to have to move on other guys to excel that week.
Menu 631 says, I picture everyone in Two Cutesville drinking pina coladas. Out of the pineapple?
Yeah.
Or out of the coconut?
Virgin.
Oh, virgin in Two Cutesville.
Yeah, virgin.
Yes, of course.
Too cute. Too cute. You ain't getting smashed. You just
a mocktail.
You're doing a little sippy drink.
Take a break. Yeah. We're back after this.
Unnecessary shot by you. You were off last week, so we couldn't discuss it. Now, because of that unnecessary shot, I hope you get food poisoning in Mexico. Gelb, are you back on?
Why food poisoning? That's not nice.
Are you believing in Mike McDaniel once again? Look, obviously you have to put it into context. The Dolphins are still well below 500. They're not going to win the division, and they're still a massive long shot to actually make the playoffs.
In the hunt, though.
But, correct, they're in the hunt.
Playoffs? You kidding me?
Well,
playoffs?
They have a bye week, then they have the Saints, and they have the Jets. They could be 6-7 with
you guys
still
could win 7 or 8 games.
Yeah, it's possible. What needs to happen to where you would say, and is it possible to where you would say, keeping Mike McDaniel next season isn't ridiculous?
I think it's ridiculous. Like, if you tell me that they somehow find a way to get a finish above 500, sure, maybe it's not ridiculous. This will be a 7 or 8 win team. The schedule gets soft. But even when this guy wins, this guy acts like a clown. Like I know Dolphins fans love it, but a head coach, when your record's that bad, doesn't do the elbow room crap. And then after the game the other day with Ollie Gordon being in the media, too chummy for me, for a guy that has, 4 wins on the season, and they're finally on a win streak. Like, congratulations. You smothered the Bills. Good for you. And then I don't know what he was doing on 4th-and-1 late in that game, but since the Commanders are the Commanders, he ended up winning the game in overtime. But let's calm down a little bit walking around like you're swinging your Johnson around as if you're a 9-win football team at this point, like you're Mike Vrabel. You're not. You are Mike McDaniel, the head football coach of a 4-win football team. So settle down a little bit.
And what's your take on that going forward on 4th down? Because I think it was dumb, but the other side of that is that he's telling his team that he believes in the offense. He's going for the win, not for a tie. They could come down to give – I think it was a minute 41, 44 left on the clock or something. Let's end the game now. I see the other side, but I also watch how the game went, and there wasn't a lot of points that are about to be scored in a minute 40 when for 58 minutes y'all can only muster together 26 points.
Now, let's be real, Channing. You did not go to Florida for numbers and for math. I did not go to Temple University for numbers and math as well. Someone's telling me that decision gave them a 3% chance – to go win the game more if they would have converted it right there. I don't care what the numbers say in that spot. I'm not anti-analytics. I think you should use analytics. You don't need to live and die by analytics. But if I could take a 3-point lead with 1:40 to go, where the alternative is I could either get it and you still run off the, run out the clock, or I don't get it and the other team's going to get the ball back, yeah, I'm taking the field goal right there. I didn't understand the decision in the game, but who the heck knows? This is a new era of football where I guess you just go, 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 even if it doesn't make any sense.
Speaking of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.